The Peel has amazing diversity, both in the environment and in its people. Paddy Creevy searches far and wide to bring the important issues to you with Focus on the Peel.
Always great to see Paddy in the studio with us every Monday. And can I start off by saying congratulations, firstly, on the Tigers, because I know you're all over them on the weekend as well.
Absolutely.
Good on you. Congratulations on your new position.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I'm really honoured and delighted, yes.
And you're the new, and you've actually, I don't want to use the word derogatory, the old.
No, the
changing of
retiring.
The guard. Changing of the guard, of course. Paul Fitzpatrick is in the studio. Hey, Paul, how are you going?
Hi, Peter. Yeah, good to be here. And yes, it is the changing of the guard.
Yeah. Well, Paddy, tell us about your role and how did this all happen?
Well, look, I'm really grateful that Paul's come in because he's been an outstanding chair of the Peel Development Commission, deputy chair, Shire President of Waroona, done a lot of really great things, had a great vision and commitment to the region. And I guess one of the nice things about this is the solidarity Paul and I have. He's passing through the minister, the baton to me, but I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge his team and what he's done. It's an absolute honour to be chosen to chair the Peel Development Commission. It's a really terrific organisation in this region. It's doing a lot of work, very, very hard-working staff, and a very diverse and very, very hard-working board who just want to see things better. But, Paul, I know that as your term has come to an end, you've got a few thoughts about what you've achieved and where you think the region's going, especially with Transform Peel, that you've been so much a part of that big project.
Thanks, Paddy. Yeah, it has been an exciting year, and years, I should say. 5 years I've been at the leadership part of Peel Development Commission. And I know when I came in, we put a lot of changes in place. The investment blueprint to take us out to 2050 was a major milestone, including the growth that we needed to do in the region to create the jobs and obviously focus on tourism, which we always see Mandurah in particular and the Peel region as a very close proximity to the south and to the north. But more importantly, out of that, we came in with the Transform Peel development. And I guess, we go back into the beginning of that, Paddy, when back in the early days of Nambeerlup and what was going to happen to Nambeerlup. And it was, I know we sat on the Peel Planning Committee in those days and myself as Shire President of Waroona.
Deviation.
The
Forest Highway.
The deviation became that, yeah. So it's been a long, Peter, there has been a long journey together. And out of that is some really good things that are in place. And I have to say that I am certainly very proud of the fact that the team at the PDC, they've worked very closely with me. We've got good people there. And they saw the vision that I could see us taking the Peel region in particular forward and out to 2050 to get a number of people here in the fastest growth region in Australia to come here and that we can create the jobs out of Transform Peel, which will give us 30-odd thousand plus jobs, but more so to give them the lifestyle that you and I have enjoyed and paid to yourself over those many years.
How happy are you that you're able to pass the baton on to someone who you could not think of a better person to take over? I don't know what you did to talk her into it or whether she needed to be talked into it, but just what an amazing acquisition to get Paddy to the head.
Look, Peter, it's, I knew, my term was coming to an end and we've had a number of things going on in the last few years, but to get someone of the calibre of Paddy Creevy, I mean, you'd have to be pretty happy about that, and I am very happy about that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things are in place, and Paddy and I share a lot of issues together, and going forward it's going to be good for the region, but more importantly for the Peel Development Commission.
But what a great benchmark that you've set out, though, with the work you've done. Extraordinary over your five-year tenure. And it's nice, Paddy, I guess, to see everything in such good hands.
Well, look, there's no secret that the Commission has worked very hard to secure the funding that got this going. But I think, Paul, we're getting a very clear message from Minister McTiernan that now that the planning's been done, she wants jobs created. And I know that's been a passion of yours. And I know, when I first met you, you were starting off the growing of olives in the Peel region and the Peel Olive Association, but you've moved to be interested in getting developments in other areas with this vertical vegetable growing, horticulture done in different ways. Do you want to just tell listeners a bit about what's happening in that area?
Those sort of ideas, they don't grow overnight, literally.
No.
And I guess I was fortunate enough in those days when I came back to the region and to do the lifestyle of olives and living and creating that understanding of diversification and sustainability within agriculture, that I could see the vision and in a way, and I was fortunate enough to be did a world tour on sustainability and best agriculture. And I guess out of that, I could see what I saw in California, Nova Scotia, New Zealand, where people diverse from broadacre farming to create the best out of the land and the various techniques that go with it. But I also knew there had to be some innovation and technology to go into that. And the way we have approached technology into the agriculture sector is amazing. Some of the issues that we have been addressing on Transform Peel to really put us in a very unique position. You know, we identified about 42,000 hectares in the region now, which will be devoted to agriculture and water initiatives. Wow. But the facilities and the opportunities that are available now for investors to come into the region and really see us as on the doorstep to great export opportunities as well as delivering for our own people. Yeah.
That's so important, Peter. Yeah. Like if you drive between here and Pinjarra, well, when the rain was really coming down, you see lots and lots of water on the land because we have this thing, this soil type called the Palace Plain.
Right.
And, of course, we get water that doesn't drain off. If you just let it run off in a drain, it pollutes the estuary, then we've got two problems. But there's a lot of work, Paul, going on about harvesting that water, filtering it down to the aquifer. It's like, Peter, putting it in a bank. So then when we do have the dry times, which we always will be having now, we can withdraw that water.
And that's that's the beauty of it. I mean, you're always going to have water 24/7 all around each year. So being able to take it down and put it in a tank and bring it up whenever you need it and use it appropriately. And also the you know, the nutrients, as you indicated, has been a real issue in the farming practices in the years gone by. So that's been addressed at the same time so that we can look after our estuary and our wonderful waterways.
And I think people want to know that we can do things without harming the environment, but we can create good economic outcomes for businesses and others. But Paul, you've there's a lot of really interesting work going on around Transform Peel. I know that you've had a lot of interest from people. How do you see that that's going to come to fruition over time? That you've got the business park, the food zone, the research development. It's a pretty exciting mix.
There is an exciting mix there, Patty. It's very diverse, and I guess it's now we're working out what is the best. We have a wonderful alliance with Murdoch University and the operations in Singapore where we are bringing this technology into the vertical growing, the closed-loop systems, as we talk about, and the glasshouse systems. And we got research facilities that we're talking about out at North Dandalup through Murdoch University as well. So it's more than, you know, there's the beef side of it, the animal side of it, the generics, the science. It's bringing it all together. And, you know, it has created a lot of interest, and the Western Australian government has, in fact, you know, we've opened the doors into our Asian partners and identified a number of opportunities that will come together in bringing this for the benefit of the growth of the area and Transform Peel, of course.
And one of the things, Peter, that the Peel Development Commission's been able to do in recent time, and I think, Paul, it's fair to say that you've worked closely with the Peel Harvey Catchment Council with the science advisors there. So you get this great mix, Peter, of people who want to do the good things for the community, people who want to get the economic investment right, and people that want to make sure we do that while not creating any further harm. So you've developed some pretty good partnerships there, Paul, all along the way.
Yes, and you know, they'll come to fruition in a long-term role, but at the end of the day, it's about jobs and That's what we want out of it.
Yeah.
And the investment opportunities, the Western Australian government's been very, very good in doing all that. The federal government, we're looking to get some assistance in that area to be in partnership with what we're doing. They've already been involved in the water initiative, which is fantastic. So, you know, you get all players involved, and it all helps to de-risk the opportunities for those investment partners to come to the table.
So, Peter, you know, we're always pretty quick to tell the story of the challenges we've got, but I thought today it was good to take a bit of a moment to celebrate the fact that behind the scenes, and although there is a lot of information in the public arena about it now, that there is a huge amount of work going on to try and make sure that young people now can have that hope of jobs and different sorts of jobs, things with data analysis, things with technology, as well as more traditional jobs. So I think the future is very bright for the region, Paul. I think we've got a great level of collaboration.
Yeah, and there is, and I think that's a very strong word, Peter, the collaboration that is going on through the various government agencies in particular and industry. This will be an example, I believe, what can be done for our regional Australia. I know it's as a result of the royalties for regions, and I think this is exactly how that should be spent, where it's creating great economic growth and jobs for the sustainability of an area and the economic growth of the area. So, yeah.
It's the long term, isn't it? That's the key.
Yep.
How do we keep this going forever?
Yeah, somebody has to have the long, you know, we have to be here for the long haul. We live in this community.
Yep.
We have to be prepared to do the work that's going to get us there. But in the interim, there's lots of good things happening in the short term. And I was at a forum last week on employer forum. We had employers, service providers, people looking for jobs. I'm constantly impressed, Peter, that, you know, people who are starting up businesses, people who are really looking for new ways to do things. Had Pete, someone down from the Commonwealth Department of Employment, you know, telling businesses about subsidies to take on internships, apprentices, giving young people a go. And I think what I see growing more and more is people working together. We're never going to solve this on our own.
Sure.
But I think, Paul, you've seen and I've seen that when we work together, we make good things happen.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's we've identified it for many years as the fastest growth region around, and but we've got to provide the jobs to combat that growth, and that's important that we do that.
Now, speaking of jobs, is retirement on the cards for you, or have you got something else to go to? Does someone make you a better offer? What's going on?
It's pretty hard. I mean, I know when I came back to the region, 15-odd years back from what I was doing overseas, I was never going to retire, Peter. I've enjoyed this wonderful role as chair of the Peel Development Commission. The Peel region, as I said, is a very diverse area. It offers so many unique opportunities in how we can really do things right. Some people may know I've actually put my hand up for looking at working on with the City of Mandurah or as a councillor even. So
we're not losing you?
No, North Ward is where I'm focused. And I looked at that particularly because of the diverse area it offers. And also, as another, it is the fastest growth ward in the Mandurah area.
Yep.
And also, it's alongside the Nambeerlup process that we're doing for jobs and people. So I could see a lot of similarities come out there. And we have great opportunities for a lot of people in that area in the North Ward. So hopefully they like what I've done over previous years, and I'd love to be able to have the honour of serving those people and continuing my role in working with the City of Mandurah and other councillors.
Fantastic. Really done a swapsie, haven't you? Jumped out of politics.
I think the Minister did, Peter. I don't think we can claim any credit there. But I think I'd just say that the staff of the Commission and the Board have just done a fabulous job till now, and I'm very honoured, Paul, to be handed the baton, and I hope that I can do a good job on it.
Oh, look, Paddy, I think you've got a wonderful group of people in there. They've been very supportive of myself and the work that they have done over the years in my own involvement, and I think I'd like to say that the ship is in good shape, and now the ship's in good hands.
Well, and talking about ships, don't forget about the Wawruna show.
Oh, yes. I have to give a plug.
How did you tie ships and the show together?
I have to
Peter,
give
a... it's a non-segue.
No.
Yes, it was.
I made it up.
I thought I was missing something. Can I give a plug for the Wawruna show? I mean, my Wawruna boy, my family's been here since 1893.
Pinjarra Tigers.
They did beat Wawruna, didn't they? Yeah. But that's Wawruna show, of course, is a bit of an iconic event every year. It's the first agricultural show after the Royal Show. I can't recall the number of years it's been going, but it's
a lot.
This year, you know, they get up to about 20,000 there, which is fantastic what
they
do.
It's a great show.
It's a wonderful show, and it's a great opportunity for people to come and see one that they haven't seen from the previous year.
And it's such a different atmosphere, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It is.
Yeah, so I encourage everyone to get along to Wawruna on the weekend.
It's only on the one day, too. A lot of people don't realise that it's only a one-day show on the Saturday, not the Sunday, jam everything in.
It's all in there on Saturday, good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for coming in. Congratulations.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate that.
Again, Patty, I know you don't like accolades thrown at you too often, but it's very nice to know that... we're in safe hands, and I just love the way you've both come in together to talk about it. It's very, very rare.
No,
you know, no competitions, just getting the work done. No. Paul, all the best for the
thank you
for the future. And Patty, we'll catch up with you, of course.
See you next Monday.
Yes, next Monday. Yep. Cheers.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Peter.